This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Lewis from the DVCC, and welcome to the weekly DVCC TV show, where we can inform you on things that are happening at the DVCC, update you on some amazing results our clients are achieving, and answer any questions you might have about losing body fat or gaining muscle. So if you guys do have any questions about losing body fat or gaining muscle, please leave them in the comment section below and we'll answer them for you. So let's get into it. Check out the amazing results that our clients have been achieving this past week at the DVCC. As you can see on the screen now, Vish has had fantastic results. Matty is absolutely smashing it, losing over 10 pounds of fat. Charlie's lost 4% of body fat in the last 3 weeks, despite going on holiday and having an amazing time. And Laura has dominated her entire time at the DVCC. You can see she's wearing her trousers that used to fit her perfectly, and they're now massive. So that's awesome. So the question of the week is from Kerry. Kerry asks, why is heart rate training so beneficial? Great question, Kerry, and thank you for answering it. Before I'd like to answer that, I'd like to give you some information on why we use heart rate training at the DVCC. So, first of all, heart rate-based training hasn't been around in the UK for long. To my knowledge, the DVCC were the first place in the UK to use the heart rate training within their sessions. So using heart rate's been around for a little while. You may have seen them on treadmills or cross trainers in gym before. However, using the heart rate monitors with personal training sessions allows the transformation expert to adapt your work and rest times according to how well you're performing at that specific time. This allows for a greater level of personalization within your sessions, meaning we can make you work harder if you're not working hard enough, or adapt your rest periods to until you recover to the rate that we need you to be at. Athletes in America have been using heart rate-based training for a couple of years, and we're always looking for ways to make sure that our clients are achieving the most cutting-edge training methods available. And this type of training was something we were really excited about it once the research came out as to how beneficial it was. Okay, so the question of the week to you guys is, how often do you train every 7 days? As always, if you have any questions for us, please leave them in the comment section below and we'll endeavour to answer them. And until next time, this is Lewis at the DVCC. Have an awesome day and week.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.